Welcome to Conversations with Owens Community College President, Dr. Dion D. Somerville. Welcome to the newest episode of the award-winning Conversations podcast. I'm Dr. Dion D. Somerville. Thank you for listening today. Whether this is your first time with us or if you're a longtime follower, we are so happy that you're joining us as we explore the issues and meet the people who are important to Northwest Ohio and to Owens Community College. Please enjoy our previous episodes and subscribe to Conversations to join us for future episodes. Today, I am so excited to welcome the president and founder of Toledo Tomorrow, Bob Savage. A graduate of the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania, where he earned a degree in entrepreneurial management and finance, Bob has over 25 years' experience as an entrepreneur and venture capitalist. In 2019, Bob founded Toledo Tomorrow, a nonprofit dedicated to increasing access to higher education. Under his leadership, the organization has supported over 9,000 high school students with college applications, scholarships, and FAFSA completions, leading to a 15% rise in local college applications and a 35% increase in admissions. A respected leader and philanthropist, Bob is committed to improving educational opportunities and fostering economic growth in the Toledo region. Hi, Bob, and thank you so much for being our guest today. Bob Savage, welcome to the Conversations Podcast. I'm so excited that you could join us here today. I've been looking forward to this for a long time because Owens and Toledo Tomorrow have been partners for years. I'm really excited for our conversation today.
You have been one of our good partners since day one. So, Dion, Dr. Somerville, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. One of the things we ask each of our guests is, how is it you knew you needed education beyond high school?
I guess I probably didn't give a ton of thought to a different path. Obviously, there are a number of other different paths, most of which end up in good places. But on the other hand, I did not have a great idea of what I wanted to do when I finished high school. But probably most of my guesses would have usually necessitated a college degree. So that's the path I was headed toward. And I also knew that having a degree, just like all the education that you have, the more you have of it, the more options you have. And especially since I didn't know what I wanted to do, I thought that that would be a plus.
Talk a little bit about your educational journey in higher ed. Where did you go?
Sure. My path actually after high school was I just decided I was going to college. So I applied to a number of different colleges. I had several, but not all of them accepted me to go there. And I ended up at the University of Pennsylvania, and the business school there had let me in, and it's a well-thought-of school, so I thought I should go.
You went east, and you came back, and you've been multiple places throughout the world. Can you talk a little bit about how you've seen Northwest Ohio evolve over the years and why it is you've chosen to commit yourself to Northwest Ohio?
Northwest Ohio, I mean, in some respects, since I have, you know, mostly lived here or been based here my whole life, you know, there's different parts that you say, well, they're the same, and I remember that when I was a kid, and I grew up five blocks from University Hall at University of Toledo, and it looks, of course, exactly the same as it did when I first saw it 50-some years ago. The same with the museum and the zoo and a few other things. But on the other hand, if you look at the rest of town, especially sort of the further you go out from the center of the town, it's evolved, it's spread, there's different new things. You know, most recently, although Metro Parks have always been there, the Metro Parks has sort of come on the scene in a bigger and much better way to join one of our very best sort of crown jewels in mm-hmm. town. You can also look actually at all the colleges around here, and they have evolved and all have new pieces of them as well. Most certainly this room we're in, this, maybe even this building where we're sitting right now, was not around several decades ago. So there are different parts, and town really keeps evolving. Downtown would be something that has evolved a lot. I mean, when I came back from college, which is now over 30 years ago, there was not a lot happening downtown. And really, downtown looks fantastic now, and it is great to see. Great to see more vibrancy. No one was living downtown for the most part. Now every single apartment downtown is full, and they're planning on building 1,000 to 1,500 more of them. And it's amazing all the things that have come along. And you even get parts of town like the museum. Think about it way decades back, and you think about what goes on there now and how that's changed, how the look of the museum has even changed a little bit, and the types of exhibits they have for recently the exhibit on Ethiopia and the mm-hmm. history of Ethiopia and its art was fantastic. And quite frankly, that's not the kind of exhibit that you saw there 25 years ago.
What about the Toledo area in Northwest Ohio make it special? I mean, we talked about a little of the growth and the evolution. And
I'm going to borrow part of an answer from one of my friends who you recently interviewed on the podcast, and somebody I've known since I came back and started working here. The people are the biggest crown jewel of Toledo and the mm-hmm. assets that we have here. There's a lot more to Toledo and greater Northwest Ohio than we all know. Mm-hmm. And I used to, even though I've lived here, you know, almost my entire life, I continue to see new things every year. And those are fun to see.
It's pretty cool. And it's really yeah. interesting as you talk about the Metro Parks, which has gotten a lot of acclaim and the quality of the zoo. But yep. even the museum and how it has really a worldwide presence in terms of excellence. It's
right.
pretty neat to know that all of that is right here and so accessible for
yeah.
all of us.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, basically near every, many elements of the community have continued to grow. And I throw business in the mm-hmm. same category and continue to see the things that are growing based here. I mean, in the 80s and 90s, there was a company not horribly far from here called GlassTech.
Mm-hmm.
And they made furnaces that made automotive glass. In the late 90s, 80% of the cars in the United States that were driven had a window that was made out of a GlassTech furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And Toledo has been good at a number of things like that are not really in the spotlight and kind of be behind the scenes. We do manufacturing well. We do construction and engineering well. It doesn't always have our brand on it. You have now SSOE. SSOE is now involved in some of the most modern manufacturing facilities in the country. They are top five in automotive.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least three in the semiconductor space.
Hmm.
One of the most leading edge manufacturing spaces on the globe. And you do see a number of companies really thriving here and doing amazing things. For solar is the largest solar manufacturer in North America by mm-hmm. a lot. And that technology is all developed here, all grown here. They just built plant number three here, and that is all new.
Well, when you think about the growth and the people and all the things that make the Toledo area in Northwest Ohio special, there's something that you've done in particular in Toledo Tomorrow and the vision for that and founding that organization. And earlier you had referenced how when you went to college, you weren't exactly sure of what you wanted to do, but you figured, you know, you needed a good base from which to draw from. I'm sure that 18-year-old Bob Savage didn't say I wanted to found Toledo Tomorrow. And so what led you to that? And talk a little bit about the founding of the organization.
Certainly blessed to grow up in a household where education was important. And certainly also blessed to, you know, I guess done reasonably well in education myself and saw what it did for so many people. And I knew that it helped me. You know, having grown up in town, every year in your life you see different things. And I just spent almost all of my life, I saw those things in Toledo because mm-hmm. that's where I was. And you don't need to look around all that much to realize all the inequities that exist in any community. And Toledo is no different than any other mm-hmm. single town, large or small. And some people have more opportunities and some people have less. I guess that was always something that sort of gnawed on me. That I've done lots of community work over the course of my life, but you know, education, Dr. King said, is a great equalizer, and it is for those who are fortunate to continue down that path. So I spent a good chunk of my career in the private sector being a consultant and looking at best practices, and then spent a bit of time looking around and seeing what was being done in other communities.
Mm-hmm.
And as you referenced, I went to college out of town. That was all new to me. I went to a much bigger city. It was much more competitive, and you definitely had to work a lot harder to stay at the same place. But one of the things that it did teach me is I could compete with the best.
Mm-hmm.
I had to work harder, try harder for sure. And that actually was probably one of the very most important things I took away from college, that if something can be done somewhere else, mm-hmm. it can be done here too. And I had
Absolutely.
Seen that from different community leaders and different business leaders in town. It is kind of my early working career. And that was a certainly a big part of the inspiration for starting Toledo Tomorrow.
I mean, of all the things that you could have done, you decided to create an organization that helps remove barriers for people so that they can avail themselves of education and be productive in the workforce. As you think back to what that startup was like, comparing where Toledo Tomorrow is to what it was you thought it would be, how has that experience borne out? I mean, is it making the kind of difference you want it to make in the community, and what's next, and how is it that you've been most successful? Like, I know a lot of our partnership between Owens and Toledo Tomorrow has been on eliminating a lot of the financial barriers, FAFSA and assistance, and helping people really kind of recalibrate mentally around the fact that education can be more affordable. And here are some resources. And we've done a lot of educational initiatives around it. What are some of the other things that you think are very, you know, very much hallmarks of what Toledo Tomorrow does?
I think, you know, as lots of good, and even though it absolutely is a 501c3 nonprofit, I sort of think of it as a business. We try to run it like that. You need to evolve at least a bit, probably have ambition to do more than that. And I think our leadership team does as well. We are certainly doing more things now than I was even thinking about 8 years ago, and a couple that I wasn't certainly thinking about at all. Mm-hmm. And I did it part-time for the first couple years, but then I saw it, and I saw examples of it, similar organizations in other communities, and we're very active on a statewide basis in different networks and peer groups, and now even on a national basis. And the more I saw that, and this, what I saw was being done in other communities, I just decided that as opposed to going back and finding new clients on the consulting side or growing the other pieces of my business, this is what I wanted to do because I thought it was important. There's a saying, wherever you spend time, that will flourish. But that is true. Mm-hmm. And that has continued to happen for Toledo Tomorrow. We started as a college and career access group, helping students in the high schools around here, predominantly the public high schools, get wherever they wanted to go after high school graduation. Mm-hmm. And obviously, our partnership here, actually a little bit unique, that this is not just the college path, but this is also the career tech path as well. And that's one of the things that the community colleges, they do, and a great role that they perform in the community. But we've seen great success in both areas with what we've done and the students. There are more and more kids continue to apply from our public schools, even Toledo public schools, where we do a lot of work. Those numbers go up every year. And then to your point on the financial aid side of things, and you recently have had bank presidents sitting right here in this chair telling you that they went to a particular college because they got a scholarship.
Right.
That's exactly the same thing almost all of our kids do and look at. And one of the great roles that community colleges play in our region and our regional economy is they are a very cost-effective way to go to school. And given that the increase in the Pell Grant, it covers community college for most students. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of people out there that don't know that, and we need to spread that word more, that over half of Toledo would probably go to Owens without paying anything on tuition and fees. We have made a bigger and bigger push on financial aid the last 4 years with the high schools that we work with. We have also grown our team as well, and we've continued to see significant increases. I think the amount of scholarships that we helped last year's senior class grew by at least $1.5 million.
Wow.
And topped $2 million. We've been very glad to see the progress there. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we know that there's more kids to help and more kids to reach, and we're striving every day and every week to do that.
And when I think about our partnership, and you had mentioned some of the statistics around poverty and educational attainment and all of those things, it's where the local conversation around higher ed is really comparative, right? You know, who has what enrollment numbers and such.
Right.
And part of what I continue to say is, first of all, we all work cooperatively and in partnership. And goodness knows there's more than enough people in Northwest Ohio who have yet to be engaged in higher education to go around.
Right.
And that helps everyone. And a lot of the research that you and your team have done around wages and average household income, Pell eligibility, scholarships, all of that has gone a long way to really help educate people. We believe that, you know, you mentioned the workforce side and the uniqueness of our partnership. One of the things I think is so great about community colleges is that you literally can get anywhere from here. Mm-hmm. You know, be it if you wanted a certificate or an associate's degree, or if you're looking to transfer for 4 years. And that's something that I think Toledo Tomorrow is so integral in helping people at least get to the door, to get to the threshold, and then they can have, you know, a different array of opportunities once they've gotten started and, you know, can see, oh, I can do this or that or the other, and it really helps people get started.
It does, and in fact, I think to one of your questions earlier, for the students who really aren't sure what they want to do afterwards, mm-hmm. this is a fantastic place to come explore that. No matter what students do here, it will help prepare them for the future. Mm-hmm. It is one of the reasons that the state of Tennessee years ago decided to make community college free for everybody in the state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And as much as I'm sure and hope that they were doing that because they thought it was the right thing to do, they also are doing it because they know it helps their workforce.
Absolutely.
And it helps the economy of Tennessee. You know, they've been a leader there, and you've seen other programs mm-hmm. come along. But you have all kinds of great workers in all kinds of fields mm-hmm. starting right here at Owens Community College. And that's a great role for community colleges in general. And Owens plays a great role here for that in our community.
Absolutely.
And it's great to see Owens continue to evolve. Excited to hear the conversations about Owens also having more of a presence sort of in town. Not that this is all that far away, but on the other hand, the closer you are, the more accessible it is, because that's a real barrier for some people. And we are here to help everybody and remove barriers that, regardless of the zip code that someone lives in and the church someone goes to and the color of their skin, we want everybody to succeed. And none of those things should matter on the opportunities, but mm-hmm. you know, talent and intelligence are pretty universally distributed, but opportunity is not. And it's not even close. And you can look at all kinds of different statistics. We have a neighborhood partner in Old South Toledo, you know, that talks about the fact that if you look across Lucas County, 9% of the households don't have transportation at their house. Mm. And even getting somewhere like here is hugely enabled by having your own car.
Right.
In their neighborhood, that percentage isn't 9, it's 40.
Wow.
And you have some more neighborhoods than we would like to think that fall in that category. I mean, if you break down just by zip code, which are relatively large tracts, we have 3 zip codes in Toledo where the average income is less than $30,000, and one of them is less than $20,000.
Wow.
I mean, you think about the average zip code, but the income for that average house also has 2-point-something kids.
Right.
And so, you know, you've got a lot of challenges there, and cost is certainly the number one reason for not pursuing mm-hmm. additional education. So the good thing is, there are avenues to help with the cost, but not everyone sees them as quickly as others, and for whatever reason, folks get derailed and life happens in different circumstances. But,
right.
you know, the more we're around and the more we work with our partners, and we have partnered from day one. We never did anything by ourselves, but the more partners we pull into work, the better the results are.
And we feel exactly the same way. And talk about some of the challenges. It's not as simple as having a bus route near you. You know, if you're only making $20,000, $30,000 for household income,
right.
you know, chances
mm-hmm.
are you may or may not have multiple jobs, you know, mm-hmm. part-time, you may or may not have been benefits. And if you also have children,
right.
then there's childcare expenses. And that's kind mm. of a hard life to piece
right.
together
mm.
to add one more thing, even though the one more thing may be a value and help you in the long term.
Right.
And I really believe that a lot of the work that we do together is about providing opportunities so that people can work and can have a meaningful, purposeful career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to get advanced degrees or things of that nature, but you need to have something beyond high school
mm-hmm.
so that you can do that. And so,
right.
you know, and as you said, it could be, you know, a moral ethical issue, or it could just come down to math in terms of where we are as not only just a state but a country,
right.
With birth rates and such, that we need to get people engaged in higher education who have not engaged up to this point. We can't create more human beings, but we can
right.
Provide opportunities and pathways for the human beings who are here to engage in higher education so that we can be better off as a community, as their families can be better off, our region can be better off, the state, the country, and
mm-hmm.
so on. And so
right.
I think that we end up at the same outcome regardless of the path we took to get to the outcome that we know we need more people engaged in education.
Right. You know, as the region continues to evolve and the state, sometimes the evolution is other challenges, and workforce mm-hmm. is one of those challenges. Ohio in general has a workforce challenge right now, and mm-hmm. Northwest Ohio has an even bigger challenge than the rest of the state on average. And you see, you know, a number of different sectors with nurses and teachers being at the top of the list mm-hmm. that are understaffed. Ohio is approaching being 1 million workers short on wow. on what we need to fill in the economy here. And it's hit in different places. Actually, just talking to a friend of mine whose leadership at the electrical contractors office, and you know, he's telling me about a couple of new projects and exciting things that are coming on. He said, but the real challenge is, mm-hmm. he said, if all those projects really happen in the next 6 to 9 months like they're supposed to, you know, we need to import several hundred more electricians mm-hmm. around here just to work on those projects. And you know, some of those numbers are continuing to grow, but that's what part of this helps with. But you know, there's a couple other barriers you talk about there, you know, the cost of childcare. I'm blessed to become a father later in life, but I admit I was fairly shocked when I found out how much it was going to cost to send my daughter to childcare and pre-K. Another big one that I didn't really hear talked about 10 years ago, but it's start getting more conversation now, is the benefits cliff. Our charge at Toledo Tomorrow is to help get people on a skilled career path and to end up in jobs. And actually, one of the things I told our team a number of years ago, I said, you know, we don't just want people working other places. We want to help people out, you know, even coming to work for us. And we've had a couple people on our team the last several years who have come off of Medicaid when they came to work for us. Mm-hmm. But there's a big cliff there, the benefits cliff that's being talked about. And I get it. I mean, healthcare is not cheap.
Part of what Toledo Tomorrow has done to kind of help with that larger picture view is engage on a statewide level. You had mentioned earlier right. state as well as federal. But I want to say, I remember you telling me a little more than a year ago that Toledo Tomorrow was designated as an important liaison for the state of Ohio related to education. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. And it's related to the first part of your question and looking at partnerships that, you know, that we all have. And we have a huge number of partners. We're still not caught up to Owens Community College yet in the number of partners, but what's growing is to have cross-sector partners, because mm-hmm. it's not just about education. You know, all the areas of our community are linked. I think the pillars that the United Way has is a pretty good way to segment out the support system, but they all need to work together mm-hmm. because at some base, and you can look at an organization like the United Way, and you and we are the same thing. Reducing poverty is mm-hmm. part of our mission, and that absolutely is part of what we are trying to do. And that's actually one thing in the evolution of Toledo Tomorrow. I think for the first several years, we were pretty much just education, but we have started to change beyond that, and we're having, you know, significant conversations right now with people who, quite frankly, we weren't really partners with a few mm-hmm. years ago, including the healthcare sector. And we certainly do more with behavioral health organizations than we did before, and businesses mm-hmm. can continue to come on board. We take students on tours of companies, and First Solar was one of the first places we went. Stellantis Jeep was one of the last places that we went, and a company called Glassline that's out here in Perrysburg Township. And glass has been a big part of the economy around here, but there, you don't see the big names, but there's lots of small to medium-sized companies that have great right. jobs at them, and that they're all part of the fabric. And you saw about 5 years ago, I would say there were really no more than a handful, if I don't think it even got to a handful if you're counting fingers, good cradle-to-career organizations in Ohio. And so the state said, we would like these to pop up and grow in other communities, and so we're willing to help provide a little bit of seed funding on a competitive basis to 11 communities around the state. And mm-hmm. we applied, and we were backed by a number of our larger partners around here, and we're chosen as one of those 11 communities. Since then, we've also joined a national organization called Strive Together, which is kind of the thought leader in that area and does a great job with education and development, professional development for our team in those arenas. It's also opening up our eyes and connecting us to other communities where good work is being done. Mm-hmm. Because quite frankly, we have never invented one single thing at Toledo Tomorrow that we do. We always saw a program being done in another community and borrowed it and brought it right here. That's actually one of the nice things about being in the nonprofit world, which is entirely different from the rest of my career. Our counterparts in Dayton and Zanesville and Cleveland are all more than willing to show us what they're doing, mm-hmm. and we share, and sometimes we're partnering together, including working with the state and talking to the state about what we're seeing down in the weeds and where we think things really need to be addressed. And the good thing is actually the state has acted in a couple areas and I think made some improvements and steps in the right direction. We've started those conversations as it's going to be budget season down in Columbus mm-hmm. again. The last time around in the budget, the two things that we spent the most time talking about were need-based aid for college, and then a merit scholarship to keep some of our best and brightest in Ohio. And the good thing is both of those ended up getting passed, so certainly give the Governor DeWine some good credit on the what is now called the Governor's Merit Scholarship mm-hmm. in Ohio. But those have significant impact not only to just the school districts we work with, but every school district in the state, and are helping more and more of our students be educated. And it's not just kind of for the traditional jobs that people think. A friend who's leadership in the carpenters around here, and he said, quite frankly, and I'm not just saying this because I'm sitting here at your table, he said, we encourage our folks to, you know, to get some of their carpenters training at Owens Community College, because you're likely to pick up other classes there too. Mm-hmm. And if those folks end up picking up a degree 5-10 years down the road, when we're looking to promote people in our organization, and if someone is working at Rudolph, Libby, Lathrop, Booz, whoever, you're more likely to be promoted because you have that degree. And it's, you know, having a certificate it's the same way. A certificate mm-hmm. or a degree, once you get them, people can't take them away from you. So it's worth putting in the time and effort, even if you're not sure if that's, you know, what exactly you want to do there or what you want to do afterwards. They are very tangible skills. They add to your value and they add to personal income and they add to the regional economy. So mm-hmm. it's sort of a win-win situation all the way around.
Absolutely. It's great advice, because if you create a broad enough foundation and you know that everything you learn is going to be either stackable or transferable, there's no such thing as lost learning. And right. it's a lot easier to take advantage of one more class, two more classes, three more classes while you're already in school versus being right. out in the work world and trying to figure out how to add it back to your life when you're looking at either changing careers or a promotion or things like that. And so tell your friend, we really appreciate him helping spread the news about that. One of the things that I wanted to ask you related to that is, you had talked about how the work of Toledo Tomorrow has evolved from looking very specifically at education and high schoolers to beyond yep. and with more of workforce development, economic development, and partnerships. So we think about high schoolers in particular. What advice do you give them? And if you're, you know, 16, 17, 18, and you're looking at the end of your high school career, what is it that you want high school students to know about pursuing higher education?
This varies a lot by person, and I'm sort of at this stage of my life, and I'm running into these speed bumps as, you know, all that often, but everybody has good weeks and bad weeks, and everybody mm-hmm. has good months and bad months in the course of life, and some people certainly run across many more of them than others. Keep doing good things, and good things will happen. Keep going for the degree, even if you're not sure exactly what you want to do, get the degree.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times, people in general, but young people in particular, and there's so much pressure, I think, a lot of times when people say, well, what is it you're interested in? And, you know, they feel as though they have to understand their whole career path before they even get started, whereas
right.
sometimes you just need to get started and other opportunities
right.
come to you. And that's a hard conversation when people think about opportunity cost. You know,
right.
I can go to work now and help my family or whatever it is, and you know, but you're asking me to not do that for something that I don't know
right.
if it's possible later. And, you know, those kinds of opportunity cost conversations are very real for people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the advice of, hey, just at least get started.
Right.
Don't give up. Keep
yep.
moving forward is hugely important.
You know, just get started out down a path, and you never know what will happen. And I tell people is, you know, you can't imagine the things that are going to happen in the next 10 years. And you're going to do some things that you think are really cool and some things that are really fun and some things that are amazing that you weren't thinking of at all when you were 18, you were 21. And I definitely had those things happen to me, even though I'm pretty experienced when I started Toledo Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It was only 8 years ago. We're doing a couple of things right now that those weren't anywhere on my radar screen. Mm-hmm. When we're doing it, and one or two of those are some of the most impactful things that we're doing. So, you know, good opportunities will be there, and they'll happen. Confucius said that he who fully contemplates the next step spends his life standing on one leg. And that's, there's certainly some truth to that.
Absolutely, there is. One of the cool aspects of the Toledo Tomorrow website is the section called Common Myths. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions about people pursuing higher education?
A number of studies will tell you all across the country that the number one myth is you can't afford college and that you can't afford to go. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of kids grow up in households. I certainly had some advantage growing up, but there was a, okay, you can't afford this, you can't afford that. And depending on the house or the neighborhood you grew up in, you might have heard that a lot more. And especially we have more kids than we'd all like to think that don't have like a house that they grew up in, and they're much more transient situation. People ask me periodically what was my inspiration for starting Toledo Tomorrow. And one of the stories I tell is that I, when I came back here, I coached kids basketball, mostly fifth through eighth grade, for about a dozen years. And it was fun, and they, our teams did pretty well, and you know, it was great with the kids. I even still run into them periodically. You know, some I keep a little bit of contact with, and some I would, you know, see maybe every 15 years and to hear their stories. But I remember one young man, and not that it matters, but he happens to have been the best basketball player that I ever coached. Mm-hmm. When he got into high school, he started hanging around with a little bit of the wrong crew and probably was doing a couple things. Nothing got awful, but that maybe he shouldn't have been doing. And he ended up getting shot when he was a sophomore in high school, and he died.
That's terrible.
Even though he was a smart kid and he had a good future in front of him, he didn't get that chance. And he's, unfortunately, he's not the only kid I know who was killed when right. he was young. There are better paths forward, even though every kid doesn't see them all the time.
Absolutely. And it's so sad to hear stories like that, but you know that it's part of life, particularly in more poverty-stricken areas. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, to your point, where education can be really helpful, but even, you know, knowing that there are options. And I think that's a big part of what education does, is that it helps people see that they have options. You talk about some of the out-of-class activities and benefits there. When you're around people who all want to go to school, or they're all in school and going to class, that really kind of helps frame how your time is spent. Mm-hmm. You don't have time necessarily to do other things that may not be as productive for you. Mm-hmm. And all of those things come together full circle for that. And so it really is a very, very huge part of what college is about, regardless of where it is you go to school, of knowing that you have options, resources, people who share at least some similar values around learning and growth, all of those things that come with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, another big benefit of college and pursuing any education, and we certainly include the trades and apprenticeships as mm-hmm. education as well, just no different than reading books is and embracing a little bit of the lifelong learning, but is a little bit of the discipline of what you need to pass a class, what you need mm-hmm. to write a paper, what you need to study for a test. I didn't realize this when I was 18 years old, but those are things that every employer looks for. Mm-hmm. So when we're speaking to students and say, you know, don't worry about them judging you on a degree or whatever else, but the employers do want to know, are you going to show up? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do the work? Are you able to sort of do what you're supposed to do in order to complete different tasks? And knowing those things are valuable to an employer no matter what you do.
Absolutely. Showing up and following through. Now, Bob, you have been such an incredible contributor to the quality of life in the greater Toledo area. Can you talk a little bit about why giving back to our communities is so important?
I think part of that is probably the moral compass that was installed in me from my upbringing. You know, I have friends who come from all different kinds of backgrounds, and a guy in town I have a lot of respect for who grew up in probably a different ethnic community than I did and a different religious community than I did. Said, you know, we're having lunch and we kind of both said, you know, even folks of all different religions, or maybe none for that matter, at the heart of them, there's something very similar. It's a good thing to help people, and that's part of what you're supposed to do, and that is very central fabric of every religion, and that's kind of where a lot of that basis comes from. In addition to, you know, it'd be great that people that don't have as much opportunity get more opportunity. And that is what we're trying to do. I realize the playing field is not going to be level in my lifetime, mm-hmm. But the more opportunities we can help kids with and just show them a good path. I mean, everybody is going to do something. Everybody's going to take a path, and almost almost every single person, if they see a good path and they see a bad path, that they're going to go down the path of opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, you've talked about partnership multiple times, and I think,
sure,
you know, as you look at how an entire community or an entire region helps create individuals and mm-hmm. who they are, be it through their, you know, micro ecosystems like churches or schools or neighborhoods or whatever, no one accomplishes anything alone.
Right.
And so yes, that spirit of partnership and you giving back to the to Northwest Ohio and to the Toledo area are hugely important. And, you know, we're very grateful to the work that you've done on this, you know, as citizens in the community as well as in Owens Community College. And so we thank you very much for your efforts on that.
Well, thank you. It's flattering. But, you know, it's part of the reason we do this work. And as with partners, we can certainly all do more. Mm-hmm. And you know, to everybody has a community. If you know, they may not all look the same, but we all have our own communities, whatever those look like, mm-hmm. and you benefit from them. And we can benefit and improve our own communities. There's a lady who's sort of a colleague. She runs a much bigger organization down in Mississippi, and she was telling a story about talking to their state legislature about trying to get something funded that maybe normally they might not have funded. Mm-hmm. And someone asked her the question. They said, well, how did you convince the legislature, who probably doesn't lean that way, to do that? And she said, it was actually really relatively simple. She said, you know, every legislature, no matter what their political bend, would like to have a better economy and mm-hmm. like to have a better tax base. And she said, one of the things we talked to them about is, we are teaching kids and educating kids and helping them move along that path. Mm-hmm. And are you looking to have citizens that pay more taxes? Or are you looking to have citizens that you need to support all along the way? Mm-hmm. And if you support more programs like ours and our partners in different communities, you're mm-hmm. going to have more of what you want. And that is absolutely true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Leading people to lead productive lives.
It's been interesting in looking at a little bit how I started Toledo Tomorrow, what we've been doing here and what it's done in other communities. And you can always mm-hmm. find examples of great initiatives in other communities. But historically, there have been part of educational support that has not been a big effort here. But in talking about, and as much as I'd like to change all of those things, what we've said is that the earlier part of education is the even more important, and as we prioritize. And we do need to do some better things in the 0-5 ages. Ohio needs to do some better things. Mm-hmm. Ohio's support of child care tax credit and other things are ranked horribly in the United States. We are actually one of the last states in that regard.
Really?
Our literacy rates are not high. 30% of the children in Lucas County, not just the city of Toledo, live in households of poverty. Mm-hmm. Our literacy rates, quite frankly, aren't all that different from most other urban areas, but they're not where we want them to be. Mm-hmm. Now, banding together and with other partners, we can improve all those things, and we've mm-hmm. made some decent improvements already, but we're still relatively young. We need to keep looking at numbers and make sure that numbers are moving in the right direction, and that's mm-hmm. that's part of what we're here to do. And we're so glad to have Owens Community College as a partner and the other institutions around here, but a number of partners around the community, and we really look forward to what can be done in the next 5 to 10 years.
That just sounds amazing. I'm with you that, you know, as much as we're an institution of higher education, they can't get to us if they can't get through the previous 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is important for us as a community to look at a very comprehensive strategy and those goals and how is it that we can help one another to improve the quality of life overall. Well, Bob Savage, thank you so much for being here on Conversations Podcast. I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I learned more and more, not just about you and Toledo Tomorrow, but about a lot of the data and the values that you bring to why Toledo Tomorrow is so important as a partner in Northwest Ohio. And so I truly appreciate your efforts, and I appreciate everything that you're doing and appreciate your time on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dr. Somerville. I appreciated being here. And, you know, when you asked me earlier about the great things about Toledo, just this small room with a few people in it is one example of that. Myself and at least one other colleague sitting here have been in Toledo most of our life. And something that has changed and evolved is the number of people who have not been here. But when I saw business leaders, they were business leaders that had lived in Toledo for near most of their life. That has changed. Mm-hmm. You are one of those transplants and one of those brain gains to this community who did not grow up here, but are adding here. You have next to nobody running any large company in town who is from town. Some of them have ties here. Even some of them went to college here, but others who have come here and helped make this community better. But as we grow, that's something, you know, hopefully we all keep these things in mind and in focus and together help move this community forward.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the compliment and look forward to us working to make Toledo even better for years to come. Thank you. Bob, thank you so much for being with us. I'm always impressed with your drive to continue to advocate for accessibility and growth in our region. We're so lucky to have you. Thank you to all of our listeners, and please remember to subscribe and join us for future conversations. Until next time, take care.